All right, who's ready for the 2020 presidential election? Am I right? Who's with me? Hello? Where'd everybody go? Okay, I kid. Settle down. Relax. Don't go anywhere. Don't want to make anybody think they wandered into a cable news podcast. No, it is the Daily Podcast, the John DiBella Show, back after a big election day. It was midterm madness yesterday, and we reacted today on this November 7th, a Wednesday. No Long Song Wednesday today, because we're playing classic rock concentration to send you on a trip down to beautiful Universal Orlando Resort. But we also did a few other things on the show today. It is movie madness, as Bohemian Rhapsody tries once again to remain in the top spot for this weekend. Coming up, we looked at the other movies opening up to gauge what we thought might take it out. Pumpkin Spice is still rearing its head, even though we're dwindling towards winter. You'll find it in the strangest of places these days. The turkey drop is also approaching, and we gave you more information on that and played another round of Ghosts of Music Past. Only this time, Steve joined me in trying to guess who the famous artist is in their early recordings of their lesser-known or, well, completely unknown bands. And dipping our toes back into the election pool, we talked about a person that won that will not be around to claim his seat in the statewide assembly. You'll have to stick around to find out why. Let's get into it right now. Hope you enjoy. It is the Daily Podcast.
Ahead of us, ladies and gentlemen, it's just a straight shot to turkey and gravy. That's what it is from this point on. No more election commercials. We don't have to deal with it anymore. It's over and done with, at least for 6 months. All right, but
has anyone declared yet for 2020?
No.
Later today, it'll
happen.
I have
a funny feeling we're going to start to hear it any second now. Oh boy, I got to tell you, I watched a little bit of election coverage last night, and I was like, this is. It was closer to watching the NFL draft and watching people, you know, predict what the next team was going to do.
Oh, it's sports.
It's sports now.
Yes, it's been sports for a while.
Well, yeah, it is just over the top.
Ever since cable.
Well, ever since cable and digital. You know, now that they go, oh, look, here's our make-believe Senate, and here's our, you know.
Oh, you're so jealous. Admit it. You're a tech boy.
Well, I am.
All those gimmicks and trinkets.
But it's over the top.
I'm an election junkie, election coverage junkie. I was flipping back and forth between Fox and CNN, and I like all the bells and whistles.
I was even on YouTube.
Enjoy it.
I'm just saying it's so far from what it used to be. And you're right. The chalkboard, that was it. That was it. Like, there you go. He's got eight
Cronkite
votes.
With his pointer.
it was just some of it, you know. But what's wild is the technology starts to bite them in the ass after a while. I watched this one guy. I switched over to MSNBC at one point in time, and I just wanted to see them like, oh, doing the happy dances over
the
there,
pom poms,
right? You know, and I go over, and there's this guy, and he's going, oh no, that's not supposed to be on. No, shut this off. No. Well, let me fix that. And I'm like, really? Why don't you just tell me what the hell's going on? Stop playing with your blinky lights.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
It is my favorite time of the year, not because the election is over, and not because Thanksgiving is on its way, because for us today, it's Pie Day. Yes, yay. Sue Dougherty is here from Manna, and it's time for the Manna Pie orders to come from you and help the folks out at Manna. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for having me back.
You're always welcome. You know that because for a couple of reasons. First, we really like you. We love what you do. And you bring pie.
I know. Everybody likes pie.
Now, how did last year go? Was last year a good year for you guys?
Last year was one of our best years ever.
Really?
So our goal is to sell more than ever this year, up to 9,500 pies.
Wow. Wow. That's you're approaching our territory. We broke 10,000 turkeys last year.
All right. There you go. Next year.
All our favorites are there again this year?
They're all right. All pumpkin, pecan, apple, sweet potato, of course, the American Airlines Sky Pie, and then berry pie. Berry pie is almost gone.
And that's like strawberry, blueberry, raspberry, and rhubarb. Yeah. Now, let's make sure that we bring up MANA and the great work that MANA does, because you guys started out as a way to help people who were stuck in their homes with AIDS.
Yes, absolutely. Right?
But it has gone beyond that.
Absolutely. You
know. How long is MANA together now?
So we are getting ready to celebrate our 29th year.
Oh, my God.
We are certainly no longer disease-specific. And we're all about food as medicine. This time of year, we're about pie, but all year long, we're providing nourishment, critical nourishment to people that are fighting life-threatening illnesses. So today, we're serving about 1,300 of our neighbors. And we do 3 meals a day, 7 days a week at no charge to our clients, all scientifically designed to help them win the fight for their life.
Now, when it comes to ordering these pies, obviously you can do it online if you want to go that way. Do you still have locations around the valley?
Over 50 different pickup locations.
Wow.
Across Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and southern New Jersey.
Okay.
You know, you get your pie and then you know on Thanksgiving Day, because these pies help us to fund Thanksgiving Day at MANA, which we, all of our clients get a gourmet Thanksgiving meal for 4 delivered on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, that's terrific. Terrific. I never even realized that it was, like, you'll provide a family with a meal that
absolutely.
Day. That's great.
We don't want anyone to learn on Thanksgiving.
It used to be that Borders was one of your big pickup locations, and then people stopped reading books, so Borders went out of business. If they're still in business, it's news to me.
Jobs, we have Harris Lines. I mean, I guarantee if you're listening, there is a pickup location near you. And you just go online, you'll check them out, and there's over 50, and you could pick Tuesday or Wednesday before Thanksgiving to pick up your pie.
And is it still manapies.org?
Yep.
All right.
Manapies.org.
You have a preference, Dave? You've had more than enough mana pie over the years.
The sky pie is the sky pie. There's just so much to love about it.
I'll just hold out for my sweet potato, because I love the sweet potato pie. So you guys can have all the rest.
Fine.
Right, I'll just have some sweet potato pie.
Done. Holding you to it.
Okay. Well, Sue Dougherty is here once again from MANA Pies, and manapies.org is where you should go and order your pies. We were only 7 days away from your deadline. It's the 16th,
so
right?
Now. And what a better way to celebrate Thanksgiving. You know, you made a difference in someone's life.
Well, Sue, thank you so much for doing
you.
This,
thank
for coming by
so
again
much.
This year. Hopefully you're going to break 10,000 pies this
thank
year.
Thank you.
And we'll break 10,000 turkeys.
Awesome.
So good luck to the both. Of us.
Awesome.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering here. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
Queen and Killer Queen. How do you think is it going to do for its second weekend? Are you thinking it'll take the box office again? I'm not sure. It's opening
this
weekend.
Yeah, what's it opening against?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's got anything this weekend, but... because it went up against that new Nutcracker movie last time. Wow. So
the Grinch Overlord will probably take it if I had to place my bets.
What, Overlord or the new Grinch movie comes out? No, Grinch will take it.
Really?
Yeah. Once people have an excuse to bring their kids to the movie and, you know, not have to pay attention to it for 2 hours. Right? You know?
They're doing a Christmas movie already?
Oh, yeah. Because it'll run through Christmas. You got all that time.
It's going to eclipse Halloween one of these days.
There's never a good Thanksgiving movie, you know? And a lot of Christmas movies don't even come out at Christmas. It's a Wonderful Life was originally released in July.
Well, that I knew that. Yeah.
You know, so.
Good point.
If it does keep number one in the box office this week, next week it's going down.
Well, what's coming out next week?
All the Harry Potter fans are coming out. The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Oh, I just rewatched the Magnificent Beasts. And
nerd.
You
shut up, Dave.
And
nerd.
And Odd Animals, right? You know, I like that movie.
Yeah, really good.
And you know what I really like in that movie? The baker's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a cutie. All right. You don't take part in any of this, do you, Dave?
I don't. Yeah, I don't support bestiality.
Dave has a Bond room. It's really a Harry Potter room. He just says he calls it the Bond room. Look at this toy car I have. It's next to my wands.
British. That's about where the similarities end.
Where do you stand on the Harry Potter / Amazing Beasts category, Cindy?
I got in all the Harry Potter movies. The Amazing Beast one, I don't know. I didn't.
It's fantastic.
Couldn't pay attention.
Get it right, you losers.
Yeah.
Really?
Amazing Beast.
I call them losers. Will I correct them on the title?
Actually, if they're fantastic.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. So, Cindy.
Yeah.
Cindy, we were just talking to Sue Dougherty about MANA and the MANA pies and all that stuff. What is your favorite? They put out a list, you know, searches by state for favorite Thanksgiving sides. All right.
Sides.
All right. Well, in Alabama, it seems that they like squash casserole.
Okay.
All right. Oh, Arizona pumpkin roll, which really is, isn't a side.
It's a dessert.
It's a dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
It's delicious.
Yeah. No, it's very good. In Delaware, it's butternut squash. In New Jersey, it's butternut squash soup. And here in Pennsylvania, that glorious thing known as candied sweet potatoes.
Yes.
All right.
It's with marshmallows on top.
I've never had the marshmallows on top.
That's insane.
That's because you're busy eating your damn spinach thing.
Oh, it's so good. My cheesy spinach that I make. Oh, it's so good.
But you know, just when you thought you heard the last of the pumpkin spice stories.
Oh, boy.
All right. I'm pretty sure that now with this product, we have got everything covered. It is completely covered. There's a company called Thinks. And they're known for making women's underwear, especially protective women's underwear, you know, special underwear for when women are going through their cycle or something like that. Mm-hmm. They also have a new product, right, that they call Icon, which is for it's whiz-proof underwear for our incontinent friends out there.
Okay.
And it's pumpkin spice whiz-proof underwear.
That's disgusting.
Yes, it is, right? The underwear is pumpkin spice colored and scented, and it's designed to absorb bladder leaks a woman might have, right? They're selling for several different styles, and they range from $28 to $39 a pair.
You're walking through the nursing home. You're like, I smell pumpkin. What is it? Somebody made coffee? No, that's Mabel. She just got her undies shipped in.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
Of course, now that we're past Election Day, I could talk even more about the turkey drop because that is what is on our minds. You know, I talk to you all the time. Acme Markets is presenting this year. The turkey drop is happening on the 20th. We'll be live in front of the Kimmel Center from 6 to 9 a.m. And we'll have staff out at Acme Markets all over the Delaware Valley. In Havertown on Westchester Pike, there's an Acme there. And we'll be there. Red Lion Road in the Northeast, got one there too. There's an Acme in Flowertown on Bethlehem Pike and one in Audubon, New Jersey on the Black Horse Pike. And, you know, what we're trying to help is we're trying to help the working poor. We're trying to help, you know, that one in four families that lives below the poverty line. And I want you to hear a story that I got from the folks at City Team from this woman, Sophia. I mean, Sophia, here's this woman. She didn't choose the life she was born into, and the life she was born into was poor, where addiction ran rampant, and eventually she ended up addicted herself. I mean, she got trapped in it. She was battling homelessness. She was battling hunger. And then all of a sudden, she finds out that she's pregnant, tries to clean up her life, gives birth to a baby boy, and then didn't want the baby to have the struggles that she had. So she went to City Team. She asked them for help. Last year for Thanksgiving was the first time she was there, right? And the combination of the help and the love that she felt put her on the straight and narrow. She's receiving care and help from City Team staff. She's attended life skill classes. She's worked on getting her a retail sales certificate. She now has a roof over her head, a steady job, and is giving her son a brighter future. And a note that I got that says, I'm thankful because without your listeners, this wouldn't have been possible. Right, that's what just giving a simple turkey can do for a person, folks. Can't you help us out? As a matter of fact, if you're going to Acme and you spend more than $100, they're going to give you a turkey coupon or the turkey for free. So why don't you take that coupon and just turn it right over to us? We will be at all these Acme locations all morning that morning from 6 to 9 a.m. And hopefully you could stop by, drop off cash, drop off a turkey coupon. No amount is too small. And if you can't get there, WMGK.com is where you go. We accept all major credit cards. It is secure. Our thanks to the folks at Parks Casino and Dietz and Watson for helping us out with the turkey drop each and every year. And, of course, Acme Market.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent breed is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent green.
MGK.
You can play along at home, play along in your car, but it's time for us to get to Ghosts of Music's Past. Yes, these are classic rock artists, and either their first band, right, or the band they were in just prior to becoming the famous band that they became. And it's Dave and Steve's job to figure out who these people are. Now, I'll tell you this much. We're starting out this morning with a band called... The Bad Rock Band.
That's their name.
That was the name that they went by when they were before they were who they were. They were also known as Leather Canary.
Oh, that rings a bell.
All right. I had a funny feeling that might ring a bell. All right. But I will tell you this, because Steve has never done this before. This very first one is the easiest one for you to get. So let me play let me play some bad rock band for you and see if you can figure out who it is.
I have two bands that I think it might be. Uh-huh. It doesn't stand out to me as...
It doesn't really? No. Oh, God, it's so blatantly obvious.
I feel like I should
Steely
have something.
Steely Dan?
Steely Dan.
Nice, Steve, nice.
Leather Canary.
Donald Fagen, Walter Becker. First they were Leather Canary, then they became the bad rock group. As a matter of fact, when they were Leather Canary, Chevy Chase was their drummer.
What? Right?
Yeah. And they tried being the Don Fagen Jazz Trio and then became the Leather Canary and the Bad Rock Group, right? But eventually they were doing like studio work and working behind people. As a matter of fact, they were the backup band for Jay and the Americans at one time, right? And then they decided to break out on their own, call themselves Steely Dan, which was the name for a vibrator that William Burroughs used in Naked Lunch. Okay?
Now, was Leather Canary also a sex toy?
No, Leather Canary was not like a sex toy.
Okay.
All right. Now, the band I'm about to play for you, right, this is them as the Abdabs.
Okay.
All right? But it's possible some people might have known them as the T-Set. There are those who might know them as the Spectrum 5, not to be confused for when they call themselves the Sigma 6.
God, make a decision.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's the band. Can you figure out who this is? It's your ghost of a music past. Once again. Takes a bit for it to get going here.
That verb.
Style has a lot to say in it. Oh, it's live.
Got it?
I think I know who it is. Sigma 6 was throwing me because I was thinking Sigma Sound.
Yeah,
maybe
right.
It's a Philly band.
Right.
But
no,
that dreamy, airy style, I think it's Pink Floyd.
All right. What do you got to say, Steve?
Listen to it. The soaring vocals, crazy reverb.
What were the other names?
Absolutely correct. It's Pink Floyd.
Intern Khaleesi called it as well. Right. She
Did
held
she
it up
really?
On a poster.
Did
yeah.
you really?
Good
okay.
job.
All right. Yeah. The there were the Abdabs, the Spectrum 5, Sigma 6, the T-Set. And basically early on, it was Syd Barrett who said, look, he decided to rename the band after two bluesmen, right. Pink Anderson and Floyd Council. And that's how they became Pink Floyd. And eventually David Gilmour made the band. And well, that's who they were. That's very good. That you guys
All
are
right,
two
man.
For two today.
Yeah, crushing it.
All right. Let's see how you can do with this next one. Strontium 90.
Whoa. Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
This sounds Pink Floyd-esque too, guy.
You heard it.
Wow.
Oh, I missed
something
it.
About the tone in that voice just hit me.
Can you jump back?
And then my brain just scrambled it away.
Yeah, mine too.
Jumping back is going to be really difficult. It's going to be really difficult. So.
I make the noise that they did then.
All right, what's that?
Make the noise that they made there.
What noise?
I don't know. Just help us out here.
Well, there's strontium 90.
Go ahead, Steve.
I have no idea.
You have no idea at all?
No, because I heard the same thing Dave heard, but it happened so fast. I missed it.
Uh-huh.
the guitar sounds so David Gilmour, but I think I heard a little nugget of Steven Tyler's voice in there.
No, nowhere near. You want to give it a shot?
No.
Strontium 90, curved air touring drummer Stuart Copeland.
No,
met
really?
Up with Sting when he was playing in a jazz rock band named Last Exit, and they joined a band called Strontium 90, right, which had Andy Summers in it. Hmm. Right, the band wasn't going anywhere. They grabbed Andy Summers. They formed the Police, and that's where that one stands.
I missed a fastball right down
now,
the middle.
I will tell you, this one is going to be the hardest one of all. All right, just so you know, this will be the hardest one of all. As a matter of fact, people could text in and see if they can figure out who this one is. All right, so here's your last one. I give to you, gentlemen, the Paramounts. Whoop, the wrong button. Listen to the voice.
Today I went downtown for just a look around, and I passed the window of Tiffany. To look inside, I wish that I could buy my baby one of those diamond rings and lots of other fancy things. Oh, as I walked on down,
what are you gonna say?
Oh man,
I mean, if you know the guy's voice, it becomes blatantly obvious who this band became.
I can't get over the game show instrumental
band.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Boy,
the Paramounts.
Jeez, the Paramounts.
Oh my God, I have no idea.
Joe Cocker.
Nah. Drum button. There we go. No, not
Come
Joe Cocker.
Steve, just throw someone out there.
Nothing's too good for my girl, yeah. Clapton?
No, I'm sorry. If anybody wants to text in, take a shot at it. All right, just text it to MGK, MGK, and when we return, we will give you the answer. From Ghosts of Music Past.
Right.
Who is this band? Eventually, they were known as the Paramounts then.
Today I went downtown for just a look around.
Now, they had a moderate hit in 1965. They covered the Coasters' Poison Ivy, but they broke up the very next year. And then ex-members David Knights, Matthew Fisher, Ray Royer, and Keith Reed took their singer, Gary Brooker, and started to form a new band. They kicked Ray Royer out, brought Robin Trower in. And ladies and gentlemen, that is how we got Procol Harum.
I would have never
If you listen to the voice, it's right there. Yeah. As a matter of fact, the name comes from their manager's Burmese cat, who is named Procol Harum, and they just changed the N to M, and they became Procol Harum, and in 1967... they scored their first major hit with A Whiter Shade of Pale. Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
We have election results coming in. Yes, we have election results coming in from Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
Is it true?
Yes.
That dead pimp... one-time owner of the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. What was his name again?
Dennis Hoff.
Dennis Hoff has won the election?
He has.
All right.
A dead pimp not only won.
Okay.
He won with 69% of the vote.
Nice.
Nice.
That's too much.
It's not an Onion headline.
What do they do in this case, all right? The guy died before the election happened.
So he
wins the election.
I just looked this up. So what they'll do, the county commissioner will start a process to replace him and fill the seat. It does not say what the process is, but the commissioner will start one.
I think they should just put a sex doll down in the seat and just keep it there for 4 years.
I'm all for that. Or any one of the girls from the Bunny Ranch. I'm fine with that, too.
Absolutely.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.